In more national news, on December 14th, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, also known as the CPSC, announced that the agency will consider regulating gas stoves after its emissions were linked to respiratory illness. The CPSC is an independent federal agency that develops safety standards, conducts research, and works to make products safer. Recent studies have identified that gas appliances and stoves emit nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, and fine particulate matter that have been linked to respiratory illness, heart disease, cancer, and other medical problems. According to Richard Trumpa Jr., a CPSC commissioner, the agency would be putting out a formal request in the spring for public information on hazards that are linked with the use of gas stoves and for ways to reduce risk. Curbing the use of gas stoves can reduce the amount of methane emissions from leaks. Gas stoves burn natural gas, which is comprised predominantly of methane, a greenhouse gas. The annual methane emissions from gas stoves in the U.S. are estimated to be equal to the annual greenhouse gas emissions of 500,000 cars. Almost 13% of the U.S. childhood asthma cases are associated with having a gas stove in the home, according to a peer-reviewed study in the December issue of the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. This illness is more frequent in children of color and those living in low-resource neighborhoods. The study was performed by RMI, an environmental think tank. Childhood asthma is a leading cause of emergency department visits, hospitalizations, and missed school days. Improving indoor air quality can reduce the incidence of childhood asthma. New York City, San Francisco, and Seattle have banned all gas stoves and appliances from new residential construction. However, gas stoves are still used in about 35% of American homes. The recent Inflation Reduction Act promotes a transition from fossil fuel burning appliances in cars to clean technology like electricity. It offers tax credits, electric appliance rebates, and subsidies to cover other conversion costs. Rob Jackson, a Stanford University gas stove researcher, said, quote, "No child should have asthma from breathing pollution from gas stoves when safer electric options are available," unquote. A gas stove needs to operate with an adequate ventilation system that removes the noxious emissions from the kitchen before they are inhaled. Indoor emission concentrations can rise to unsafe levels if the ventilation system is inadequate or not operating when the stove is on. A gas appliance ban has drawn criticism from Republicans and natural gas industry supporters. Most of the arguments are business-related and critical of the science behind the studies. Restaurant groups feel that certain foods taste better when cooked with gas. The hotel industry feels that its laundry costs are cheaper with gas appliances.